This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on Monday, the 14th of October. How do you do? Hope you are well. Had a wonderful weekend. I certainly did. I had the pleasure of participating in my son's wedding. And even now, isn't that funny? I was just thinking about sending him an email because it's probably still up. And I just get so emotional. I didn't get that way. I guess I always expected my daughter to get married. I'm not sure. Well, I thought there were jokes, actually, and he started them when he was talking about whether he was going to be married first or I would be married again. What was the chance of the father and or the son getting married? And there were a lot of people who knew me and knew us that thought that was pretty funny. It was a fabulous event. Sophie, who is his wife, and that's even hard for me to say.
It's really
funny. Oh, my God, yeah. Yep. You think about it. Yeah. Anyway, so the family is great. The kids are, she's got two brothers who are very good. Mother is spectacular. Father's a very good guy. So it's a nice amalgamation. And you can see how, I think, frankly, you can tell. By the way, this program is co-hosted by Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen, Jennifer's off in, she's in Hawaii, yeah, this week, her broadcasting there. Anyway, I don't want to belabor it because we talked about it a lot before, but the feelings of love toward these two kids that came from the people who were there and the way the feelings were expressed, I was so proud of Brendan because the family that he's marrying into loves him. They couldn't say enough nice things about him, and so
that must make you feel really good as a dad.
Yeah.
You know, knowing that and his new family, and I my family feels this way about my husband Lewis. My parents see every wonderful thing in Lewis, and that makes me so happy, and it makes Lewis feel amazing. We had brunch with my parents yesterday, and when my parents left, it was the cutest thing. Lewis looked at me and he just gave me a hug and he said, "I just love my family so much." And just meeting all of us, you know, the marrying into the crazy Keelans. And it just makes me feel so good that, you know, my parents welcomed him and saw him, you know, and really just saw who he is and all of the wonderful things about him. And it sounds like that's exactly what Sophie's family has done with Brendan. And that's, I can't even imagine, you know, unfortunately, I don't have that same feeling from my in-laws, but I'm at least happy that, you know, Lewis got it. Yeah. I'm happy that Lewis gets it because I feel like he needs it more than I do. So I feel like
I'm looking forward to going to Kara. I didn't get invited to your wedding, but I'm looking forward to getting invited to Kara's wedding. I know.
Kara needs a boyfriend.
No,
gotta find
no
her boyfriend
pressure
first.
On me, right?
No. Well, she's a little young to be married. That was one of the things people were teasing.
Oh, you mean your daughter?
You are.
Wait, no,
well,
Kara's older than
Kara's the same age.
I'm 27. I'm plenty old enough.
Right. You're older. Well, I just think I go back to what my own history was and what I sort of, when I talked to my children about marriage and we went through, I sort of drummed into them the idea that getting married before you're 30 is not a good idea.
Well, we come from very, very, very different backgrounds. So,
parents were married pretty young, weren't they?
I mean, in their, like, when they were 23, but literally no one in my family has ever been divorced. Everyone in my family has gotten married. They've stayed married until either someone has died or, I mean, that's the only time anyone has not been married. Is my aunt died? Yeah. And if a grandparent has died, they've all understood how to get married, what the intention is, and how to work through it. And I think that we just come from very different backgrounds. So marriage is marriage to me is, you know, a practical
romantic. You see here's the difference. You came from a family that understood how to love, how to share, how to be a family. I didn't. And so what influenced me, and when I said, you know, when I got married, it was more to escape than anything else. And we were talking about that because my wife passed away in 2011, and she was very present at the ceremonies last night. Brendan had a picture of her in his pocket, which was very cool.
I'm sure that was difficult for him to not have her there for such a big moment, you know.
Well, they found, Megan and Brendan found some things of hers, and they put them around the tables, and people were asking, well, what's this little bit? Tony did a lot of pottery, and so they placed bowls and little things that she'd done, and Brendan explained that story. So her presence was certainly there, and that was the idea. But I think that they learned a lot of things by witnessing what went on with Tony and me. And one of the things that I did say to them pretty consistently was, you better know who you're marrying. And they knew that was not negative about their mother. It was just we didn't know each other. We didn't know. We got married 3 months after we met. And it was,
Wow, I never knew that detail.
Exactly. Oh, I thought I told you that. We were clueless about, both of us were clueless. She'd been a nun, for God's sakes, in a convent for the 5.5 years before she met me. I was the first person she met when she got out of the convent, and bingo. And my mother had just died. I mean, it was all kinds of, it was the worst combination, but yet we were destined to be together. I believe we talked about that last night. And when I was making my remarks about how it is that people come together to learn lessons, and these two kids, and that people were teasing because of the age difference. As a matter of fact, some of Sophie's friends, when they first met Brendan, wanted to know who this old guy was that she was hanging around with.
Well, they're almost 20 years different, so...
Yeah,
it's
well,
a
but
big
there's
difference,
but she's so sophisticated and so worldly, and Brendan has been, he's been pretty, I don't want to say naive, but he's grown up later in life. That was just his destiny, and so they're a very good couple. I'm very pleased about it. So anyway, we spent too much time talking about that.
No, there are this other is a big, big moment. Everybody loves weddings.
It is. I feel differently about this than I met. With Megan, I wasn't concerned or worried about anything. Well, I was, I guess, a little bit. But, you know, parents do that. But Tony, actually, who put most of that wedding together, because it was 10 years ago when Megan got married, she comforted me through a lot of it. Remember, at that time, we had Tony, that was one of the things we were talking about last night. Tony and I were very close most of the rest of her life. We weren't good husband, and her brother came up to me last night and he said, I'm glad you were honest. I said, there's no secret here. You know as well as I do that we were horrible as a married couple for any number of reasons. But we always put the kids first and that was the basis of our friendship over the years until later in life when Tony got sick. I paid more attention to her because she didn't really have, it wasn't the fact that she didn't have anybody else in her life. It was the fact that I cared about her, and it showed in different ways. And so the kids saw that and appreciated and knew what the relationship was between their mother and I. And, you know, the fact that I pretty much took care of her the last year of her life, it was not, I drove by her. She came to California to, Megan was trying to figure out how to get pregnant. It wasn't having an easy time of it. And Tony figured as soon as she got pregnant and had a baby, she'd take care of the baby because Megan wasn't about to leave her career. And it never happened that way because Megan couldn't get pregnant and Tony died. But it was, so I drove by her, the house where she lived here in Los Angeles on the way to the wedding yesterday.
I'm sure that was an emotional moment for everybody.
Well, I didn't actually tell anybody. I'm just telling you. I didn't even tell the kids that.
Aww.
I did that. Yeah.
Well, you should tell them. I think that would make them feel like you said, you know, they saw the respect that you had for each other and the co-parenting that you did really well. You raised two great kids. So I think they'd probably love to know that you included one little you know, passing moment of tribute.
Yeah,
I think that's really sweet.
I think it brings things a little bit more full circle.
It does.
Obviously, they had ways of, you know, Megan and Brendan included ways of, you know, keeping her at the wedding. So I think it would be nice for them to know that you also did something special.
Absolutely.
So she could be there.
Yeah. That's a good thought. Yeah. All right, so I'll pass that along. All right, let's do a commercial to get me out of this where I am here into the next reality. The people at MyPillow have done something really amazing. They've done how many different amazing things? Think about all the things. This is the real American story. Here's this guy, Mike Lindell, who was an engineer, and he couldn't sleep. He had insomnia. And he figured it was the pillow, and he went around, he bought dozens of pillows, couldn't find one that comforted his head and his neck and his shoulder so he could get a good night's rest. So he says, okay, I'm an inventor, I'm an engineer, I'll figure out how to do this, and he did. So he made them, and his friends, you know, his life changed, and he would tell his friends about how his life changed, and they'd say, well, can you make one of these? Because he made the pillow in his garage. And they would say to him, can you make a pillow like that for me? Because I'm not getting a good night's rest. So from that, MyPillow was born. And this is now years and years have gone by. He's got 1,500 people working for him in a big plant outside of Minneapolis. And they make all of these products, the all-encompassing MyPillow logo product line includes not only pillows now, but sheets and mattresses and mattress toppers and all kinds of other pillows beside the ones that you sleep on. It's really a natural growth. And so I'm proud of my connection to that company. We've sold a lot of pillows to folks listening to this program. And so you can go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the new radio listener specials, and see the BOGO offers. I love this. I don't know why I never thought about this before. Because, you know, over the years you've done a lot of advertising for buy one, get one free. But I never thought of BOGO. BOGO is buy one, get one. The offer extends to all of the pillows in the MyPillow catalog. So you buy any pillow from MyPillow and you get the second one free. That's how the BOGO thing works. Everything comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can wash them, you can dry them. So why don't you take my advice and take my experience quotient with you, and me along with all the ladies in the program, sleep with my pillows and get a great night's rest. You will too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Specials tab, and get all these discounts that you hear me talking about, up to 66%. But you can start with the pillows. This is a great deal. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training. And really, it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though, so now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem, I don't stop, not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time on the DJV program for this hour at 24 after. I'm Doug with Kara and Victoria, enjoying the music of Eddie Van Halen. I always like this song, Kara. I think most people do. This is probably his most popular song, and it's called Jump. Isn't this? Don't you think this is?
Oh, this was a huge hit for them. Yeah, in the 80s.
Yeah, it was. Yep. So it seems that Van Halen has been going back and forth between the U.S. and Germany to get treatments for his throat cancer over the past 5 years. For how he developed the cancer, come on. He's been smoking, what, 2, 3, 4 packs a day for all of his life. So he was diagnosed, actually, he had a third of his tongue that was cancerous removed back in 2000. Can you imagine, how do you function?
I don't know.
How do you talk normally with two, never mind talk, how do you sing? With the third of your tongue gone.
And well, anyway, he's not the lead singer. He just has always been the background guy. But still, it seems like that would be a huge hindrance.
Yep, right. Well, you can hold a good thought for him. He's a pretty young guy. What is he, 60? We figure out 63, 64?
64, yeah.
64. So he's had this. He's been smoking. He was one of those chain smokers that lit one off of the other. And it couldn't. It was like a Mellencamp. When he's on stage, he has to have a cigarette going so he can go back and take a puff in between songs and stuff. I mean, that's Johnny Depp's.
My parents saw John Mellencamp in concert once, and he literally wouldn't even finish a song. He'd run off the stage and chain smoke and come back on, and he'd sing another few lines. And he was just so heavily addicted.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Right. Next up, musically, the Los Angeles Kings covering a banner recognizing Taylor Swift. At the Staples Center, she's got a 16-night sellout streak. Fans of the hockey team blamed the banner for putting a curse.
Hockey's such a suspicious or superstitious sport. The players, the fans, the superstition just runs deep in hockey. So I feel bad for Taylor Swift in this sense. But I said to Lewis last night, we were talking about this story, and he hadn't heard of it. I said, if I were Taylor Swift, I would go to a Kings game just to, like, freak everybody out. I'd sit right in a box and make sure I'm on the Jumbotron. I would go to the game and root for the Kings and break the curse.
So the last time they won was in the 2016 season. They got two Stanley Cups in a three-season span. But then apparently this banner went up, and they've lost twice in the first round of the playoffs, failed to reach the playoffs. They tanked. So it's her fault, apparently, according to them. What a ridiculous thing. Well, it was something to talk about. The Kings aren't the only Staples Center resident to cover the Swift banner. The Clippers also cover it as well, as the banner is associated with the Staples sharing Lakers, who do not cover the Swift banner. So it's maybe some good, the bad, and the ugly in that one. Also musically, the Imagine Dragons are in the news because frontman Dan Reynolds called on musical folks to stop working with Dr. Luke until he drops his lawsuit against Kesha. Is that still going on? My God, we've talked about that for a year.
Yep.
Wow. Reynolds wrote on Twitter, I pledge to never work with Dr. Luke unless he drops his lawsuit against Kesha and releases her from any contracts that she has with him. I ask all artists in our industry to make the same pledge. So is that going to work?
I think it's really nice that he's raising so much awareness that to the fact that this is still going on, and Kesha can't release new music because it's all tied up in the contract with him.
Yeah, this guy's going to be a real boob.
Ugh.
All right, so that's it. 28 after here.
Coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I'm happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. I've been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As U.S. lawmakers from both parties continue to find ways to support the Kurds, leaders of the European Union are calling for a wider arms embargo against its NATO ally Turkey to protest that country's offensive against Kurdish forces in neighboring Syria. Germany, France, and the Netherlands already suspending arms sales to Turkey, and further action could be coming. Here's the Austrian Foreign Affairs Minister.
All 28 member states should unilaterally decide not to send arms anymore. Caroline to talk to you.
Officials in New Orleans say they'll work as long as it takes to locate a man they believe may still be alive underneath the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel. Part of it came crashing down on Saturday, killing two workers and trapping that third. It's Columbus Day, a federal holiday, though some states see it as Indigenous Peoples Day. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's the very sweet DJB program with the very sweet Victoria Keelan, the very sweet Kara Schillen, the very sweet Jennifer Warren is off she's really sort of thumbing her nose at us, I think, on social media, posting all that stuff from Hawaii. I think they go over there every 6 months, she and her father, to do radio programming for her and her company. So she's not with us this week, working on low-energy Doug, because his son got married yesterday. We're well into the night. And so here we are, what is it, 25 minutes to 6 in California. Lots of things going on that we ought to touch on, like all the people who have left. It's like a mass resignation. All these people are leaving. All right, let's go through the people who have left their jobs over the weekend, Victoria, who are government servants of sorts, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, so the first one is the acting Homeland Security Secretary, Kevin McAleenan?
McAleenan. I think it's McAleenan.
McAleenan?
Maybe. Yeah. Okay, him
well, too. He's gone, so we don't have to figure out how to say his name anymore. He's resigned. Oh. He says he's going to, I guess, spend more time with his family and go to
that
work
means
in the
he
private
got fired.
Sector.
Baloney.
I don't know if he did, though, because...
You know, nobody, it's always the two. When people say, Fred left to spend more time with his family, no.
Normally I would agree with that. But President Trump actually made the announcement on Twitter.
An outstanding job.
And, and gave him, you know, pretty good high praise, reduced border crossings and things
like
that.
That's got to be a pressure cooker of a job, though. It can't be like this. And this is not a 9-to-5-er. Getting involved in all that stuff. He's got to
well,
be on
he was
it
the fourth person to serve that post since President Trump took office. So think about that. That's a pressure cooker for sure. Apparently, the Washington Post reported that he was upset that he didn't have control of the tone, the message, the public face, and approach of the department in an increasingly polarized time. I'm not sure what that means. If he maybe wanted to soften the image of what's going on at the border, I'm not sure. But either way, he's moving on.
His way, it's Trump's way or the highway. You don't last long if you're not going along with the message. All right, who else left?
Well, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, he now needs a new senior advisor. Michael McKinley has left. He was closely involved in the Trump administration's policies in Venezuela, Mexico, Southeast Asia, and Afghanistan. He's been a career diplomat. He served as U.S. ambassador to several other countries, including Afghanistan, during the Obama administration. And most recently, he was the ambassador to Brazil from 2017 until 2018. And then he was appointed to be Pompeo's senior advisor. And so on Friday, Pompeo said that he is leaving to pursue other opportunities, which also kind of sounds, again, like he got fired.
Fired.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, number three on this list is Hunter Biden.
Yes, Hunter Biden's in the news all weekend. Most recently, the reason he's in the news now is he is, of course, former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. He is resigning at the end of the month from his board role in the management company that's backed by the Chinese state-owned entities, that whole Chinese banking thing over there. He also pledged not to work for any foreign-owned company moving forward if his father is elected president. That's, you know, that's exactly what he should be doing, and to prevent any conflict of interest. That's been the big knock on Trump's kids, who have not distanced themselves from their businesses, even though they should have. And so he's doing the right thing. He's getting out ahead of it. His attorney issued a statement saying that that Hunter never anticipated the barrage of, this is his quote, the barrage of false charges against both him and his father by the president. Yeah. So, and then, of course, the president loves to be on Twitter. He tweeted, "Where's Hunter? He's disappeared." And I don't know. The tweeting about Fox News ratings and where's Hunter, and it's a lot of tweeting. Right.
Where's Shepard Smith? He's gonzo as well.
He's gone too, yep.
All right, anybody else you want to list on the missing in action list?
No, I think that's everybody from the missing in action. We certainly know where Jane Fonda has been over the weekend. I don't know if you saw that.
This was
video.
A topic of conversation at the wedding last night, actually.
I'm sure it was.
Talking about what a badass, because Sophie, the girl that
your daughter-in-law
is kind of a badass, right? And her mother,
you're gonna have to get used to saying daughter-in-law.
I know I am. Yeah, right. I'm happy that she's my daughter-in-law, and I love her parents. Her mother is a hot ticket, man. She's really, she's, and Sophie's a chip off the old block. It's really very interesting to see the dynamic between her and her husband, how they understand each other. And they talk about how they went through rocky times. I don't think you grow. I don't think you can live in a marriage. And that was part of the theme of how do you live in a marriage. That was part of the theme of the marriage. How do you live live in close proximity with somebody for years and years and years and years and years? You're bound to have. They talked about their fights. Megan Sophie and Brendan talked about how they deal with each other when they disagree. And I thought it was very, you know, that's something we all have to. You and I don't always agree, Victoria, and we work our conversation. Oh, because we are working in close proximity. Kara the same way. I mean, I think that is part of what maybe good management is about, if it's that, or just being an understanding friend or a person who needs to get real in the year 2019. You don't always agree with people.
Right. Combining lives is not an easy transition sometimes, you know.
My son's godfather, who unfortunately passed before Brendan got married, he used to say two things to me. I was on the local radio station in Framingham for a long, long time. And I used to get into these arguments with the leader, with the editor of the local newspaper. And he used to say to me, I don't know how he can say this, he said, don't get into a peeing contest with a snake. Was one of his pieces of sage advice. And the other one says, you can always disagree, but don't be disagreeable. And I think that that's something I've always lived with. I don't think when I disagree with somebody, I just shut myself down. I don't like conflict because I grew up around it. So I'm more often than not just to go on to something else or not have the. Well, every once in a while, when it comes to something like Columbus Day, then I'll go toe to toe with anybody who thinks it's a worthwhile endeavor because it's something that I really feel strongly about. But if it's something that I don't you disagree and. You can't get anywhere, you move on. That's it. Just move on. The typhoon that hit Japan over the weekend, wow. Did you see the death toll? The helicopters, boats, people trying to get rescued, but the typhoon, the wind and the rain and the floods and the death. It's just a ferocious typhoon. Apparently, 36 people dead.
Some of the pictures I saw were crazy. And my best friend was in Japan. She's on a flight back today. So the fact that she was in southern Japan, and I think it mostly hit eastern and central Japan. But I just can't even imagine being on such an island, like an island that's so small, and getting hit by something so heavy.
Well, that's it.
Terrifying.
And the other side of that is, Karen,
not that many places to escape to.
Right. That's exactly the point. Yeah, you can't, unless you get off the island and go somewhere else. You're not going to escape this thing at all. So that's the story. Have a good thought for the people in Japan.
Yeah.
42 and change after the hour. Calitrin, something else you can think well of, especially if you have been on the program. I've been talking about Calitrin for the last couple of years here on this program, and I'm happy that so many people will go to the Calitrin website, Calitrin, and tell their story. You see, go to the homepage at calitrin.com, get the link to not only the people that have had success. Of course, they're going to tout the success. That's what they're in business for. But you can also see some of the questions that are asked by people who want to know how this works. And so in 60 seconds, I can just give you the background of what works when it comes to Calitrin. You don't have to work. You take the capsules before you go to bed. You will enjoy much better health because you'll lose weight and you'll keep it off. That's the best thing. You'll keep and again, whatever the customers are saying, you'll find all that stuff online. Suffice it to say, it's all natural. That's why I talk about it with ease here, because I can tell you that it works. It's worked for me. Get on the program and your body will come around to sort of readjusting to the production of collagen, which is how you lose the weight. You push the fat out. That's what collagen does. It's the protein that encompasses actually 30% of your body, and that's how you lose the weight. It has also aloe vera in it to help your skin, help your body. It's just great. It really is. So go to Calitrin.com. Special deals all the time. Big sales on right now. Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code for free shipping. That's Calitrin.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that saves you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So one of the other things that's trending today is the story of Jane Fonda. She's a hot ticket, man, I tell you.
She
is. At 81, she's out there giving them all what for.
Yep.
So what is she giving them what for this time, Victoria?
Well, climate change is, she's actually relocated to Washington, D.C. for 4 months. She left L.A. She has to be back in L.A. in December to start the next season of Grace and Frankie, to start the filming. But climate change, she's calling it Fire Drill Fridays. And every Friday for the next 13 Fridays, she will be getting arrested, which she already did on Friday. She was arrested. She looked very chic. She had a fabulous red coat on and a black and white hat. She
but
looked
why
as gorgeous
is she getting
as
arrested?
Always. She's getting arrested because they're protesting on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. And I watched the video
why
of
is that
it.
Illegal?
Well, apparently the U.S. Capitol Police came up and told everybody that they had to get off of the steps. And they announced, like, through the megaphone, if you don't move, you're going to get arrested. And Jane put her both hands out right to the cop, and she never stopped protesting, held her hands
out. The cuffs put on.
They put the cuffs on her and took her away, yeah. And so,
was there smiling on the police? Did you see video of the police smiling? Or the news kind of laughing, chuckling?
I'm sure they thought it was pretty cool that they arrested Jane Fonda, but yeah, so she's going to be doing it. She wants everybody to join. She's all over social media with this, and this has been inspired by the you know, the young Swedish activist Greta Thunberg, who was most recently at the UN for the climate summit, and so Jane is inspired by Greta's work, and so she said that this is something that everyone needs to really be focusing on, or specifically the issue that she's going after. She wants lawmakers to put an end to fossil fuel drilling. So that's specifically what the issue is for the next 13 Fridays, which is, you know, a very important thing. Then, you know, that we hear all the time about drilling, and it's you know, I'm on Jane's side on this one. I know other people are not, but still, it's an important cause to make people aware of, and you know, and you have to vote accordingly. And that's another thing that she's really trying to get out there and get people to register to vote.
I'll tell you one thing that I'd be protesting. I'm so tired of reading these stories about police going into somebody's home and shooting them up. There's another one. Yeah. Another Texas police officer shoots a black woman in her own home while responding to a neighbor's request for a welfare check on this.
This is the most disturbing
story. Didn't even go in the house.
Story.
Saw a movement through the window and
shot her in her own bedroom
in front
of
her 8-year-old nephew. I just
And never even announced that he was police. Never even said, police,
this
put your hands
this
up.
This stuff's got to stop. It has to stop. You're going to be rebellion.
I mean, police are here to protect us. And you're right. If he doesn't lose his job, if he doesn't face, you know,
well, I think he's already,
because of the law.
Hasn't he been fired already?
No, they suspended him while they're investigating,
and
they said.
The good thing, the family's lawyer has said that they want someone else to be investigating besides the police department. And
I
totally agree. It never makes any sense to me why a police department is able to investigate their own police officer. Obviously, there's going to be
it's like anybody else investigating themselves, of course. All right. Food for thought, 10 before the hour. On the DJV program.
Comp
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Farmers, that's a big step forward in the green. I'd learn to speak in antelope and turtle. My Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say rhinotomus and wood. If I could parley with pachyderms, it's a fairy tale worthy of Hans Andersen or Grimm. A man who walks with the animals, talks with the animals, grunts and squeaks and squawks with the animals.
This is the most exciting thing ever.
Dr. Doolittle, 53 past the hour. It's the DJ V Show. Chuck Curry, our movie guru, is here with us. And Chuck, why are we listening to Dr. Doolittle? That is, of course, the voice of Rex Harrison, who was famously Henry Higgins from My Fair Lady. And I forgot, actually, that he was the original Dr. Doolittle, right? And then I think Eddie Murphy was Dr. Doolittle for a while.
You know your history. And then yesterday, I guess Universal Pictures released the first coming attraction trailer to the newest incarnation of Dr. Doolittle, this one starring Robert Downey Jr. And after watching the trailer, I had to say to myself, after making all that money from the Avengers playing Iron Man in that Marvel universe, I'm amazed that he had to bounce into this property. Probably got like 20, 25 million plus a percentage of the profits. I get that. But boy, oh boy, wouldn't it be nice to see Robert Downey Jr. do some smaller independent work and really show his acting chops.
When you watch his
trailer to Dr. Doolittle, there's really no heavy lifting in terms of acting, although he is doing a British accent. You gotta see it.
Wow. That's about it. I really do love Robert Downey Jr. so much, and
Me too.
I'm totally with you. I'm ready to see him in, you know, in like an Oscar nominated role again. You know, he was nominated for what was it, Chaplin? Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then he went into the superhero world, and that's fine. I loved him as Iron Man, but I'm definitely ready to see him.
And his acting is great in the Marvel Universe. It's not, I'm not saying he's not acting. He did a fantastic job as Tony Stark, Iron Man. But it would be, other than the movie The Judge, which he did with Robert Duvall about 5 or 6 years ago, he really, and then he did Sherlock Holmes. He only does big genre movies for big for the big money, so it would be nice to see him do
something
smaller.
I liked him as Sherlock Holmes. I just wasn't a huge fan of those movies themselves, you know. So I didn't think it was. I don't know. But I'm with you. I hope that he moves on to something else. What was big this weekend at the box office? I heard that the Joker's still going strong.
Same story. Number one at the box office. Warner Brothers Joker. Great performance by Joaquin Phoenix, $55 million off a $95 million opening weekend. So it's done $192 million in 10 days of release, $543 million worldwide. That's far surpassing what anything Warner Brothers could have anticipated, simply because this is a horror film. The content is pretty gritty, and it's some dark material. But here's the interesting barometer. My wife, we booked it at the local theater I'm involved in. She didn't see it yet, so she said, I want to watch it. Went in by herself, watched it, walked out, and actually said that she loved the film, which she's more of a mainstream, not really an art house type person. But that is interesting. And most people that I have spoke to have raved about this film, and I didn't expect that because the material is dark. But like I said, even though it is an unsettling film, it is fascinating. I think it's a fantastic watch and has an amazing score and cinematography. It feels like, Victoria, it feels like you're sitting in a movie theater in the 1970s when you watch Joker. It's just a different feel. They don't make movies like this anymore. And they do leave the door open for this character to emerge in the Batman universe. And I have to believe with this box office, Warner Brothers is going to bring back Joaquin Phoenix and the Joker, either in his own movie or in the Batman type of world. Other than that, Adam's Family, the new animated Adam's Family, did well, solid $30 million in his first week in release. And then the action sci-fi movie Gemini Man with Will Smith, $20.5 million. That's a very soft opening for a movie that cost probably $140 million. Reports have it has to gross around $275 worldwide to break even. It's probably going to be a tax write-off. And this is part of the industry. Not everything hits. As much as we talk about the films that hit, there are many films that miss. And it's like studios playing the stock market. They have some big winners and they have some losers. And hopefully, from their point of view, at the end of the year, they have more winners than losers.
You know, the interesting thing is I saw when we went to see the Downton Abbey movie, which I think is actually doing well overseas now that it's opened over there, too. I saw the preview for Gemini Man, and it really, I found it kind of like a little distracting that they reversed aged Will Smith?
Yeah.
And it's kind of,
they de-aged.
I know it's a new trend now. It's a little weird.
Yeah. It is a little weird. You're going to see when The Irishman opens with the Scorsese's next film.
Right.
They de-age Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci. So that's going to be interesting to watch.
We'll see if that continues to be a trend. All right. Thank you, Chuck Curry. It's Movie Moments here on the DJV Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.